on this wonderful feast of Pentecost, my senior moment was forgetting the Gloria. Did anyone notice we didn't say the Gloria? Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Well, there's a story told of a Buddhist master who gathered his disciples and told them they were out of resources and that the school would have to close unless they went to an affluent part of their town and stole what they needed, just the things they needed, nothing else. Well, the disciples said that that would be wrong, but the master kept repeating that they had no other choice, and so he finally won them over. As they were leaving, the master told them to be very careful and to be sure no one saw them stealing anything, because the reputation of the school was at stake. Just steal what we need and don't let anyone know about it. So they set off to the affluent part of town. One disciple, though, did not go with the others, but he stayed behind. And the master asked him why he stayed behind, and he said, "Master, did you not tell us to be sure that no one knew we were stealing? Well, I would know." At that, the master embraced him and said, "Thank you," and then told him to rush quickly and gather up the other disciples before they stole anything. Jesus promised the Spirit of truth would be with us. Truth is a gift of the Spirit. The truth is, God creates us in God's own image so that we can be filled with God's life and God's love. Do we know that truth about ourselves? It is often easier to know that she or he or someone else is made in God's image. It's easier to do that than to look in the mirror and know that about ourselves. Do we live like we are images of God? Jesus, standing before Pilate, says he testifies to the truth, and Pilate says, "What is truth?" Well, the truth is that we are images of God and ought to behave that way. Pilate didn't get it. Jesus, the image of God that St. Paul urges us to grow into, testifies by his life God's self-sacrificing love. It's the Spirit that prods us that way. The Spirit, in today's first reading, gave the apostles the courage and the energy they needed to let go of their fear. They preached the truth about Jesus' love. The truth is that when people of different languages somehow heard and understood what was preached, it was the Spirit opening their hearts more than their ears. Don't we pray as we did in the response, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, enkindle in us the fire of your love." In the story, when the Buddhist disciple says, "I would know that I am stealing," the Spirit of truth was prodding him. The truth that is in our lives, that's what the Spirit does. To do right, to do good. We are images of God and ought to behave that way. That's why Paul says that there are fruits of the Spirit. Things that the Spirit does in us and through us when we live in the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The Spirit prods us to live that way. But there's another side to the story, and that's that lots of times, lots of people don't live like they are images of God. All but one of the Buddhist disciples ran off to start stealing what wasn't theirs. Not every moment of my life, and I bet yours as well, not every moment exudes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So how do we get the Spirit in our lives, in the lives of our families, our communities, our nation, our world, that is in so much need of those fruits of the Spirit? The Spirit is in our lives from the first moment. And we celebrate it, of course, in baptism, but we celebrate it in Eucharist. We want to be in communion with Jesus. But the truth is that Jesus so much more wants to be in communion with each of us and with all of us. But we have to pay attention. That's why we come to church. That's why we celebrate Eucharist. That's why we pray. That's why I hope we spend at least a little bit of time each day by ourselves, with ourselves, searching out the Spirit in our lives, to know ourselves and our deepest desires, which, in truth, are God's deepest desires for us. And we have to ask for the Spirit. After Jesus teaches his friends to pray his prayer, the Lord's Prayer, he says in Luke's Gospel, "If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, and you do, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Do we want to live as images of God? Then we need to ask for the Spirit of truth. Come, Holy Spirit.